We're back here in the Leaders Portfolio Studios with the president of Hartman Executive Advisors, Mr. Dave Hartman. Hartman Executive Advisors provides independent advisory CIO services to businesses. Welcome, Dave, to Leaders Portfolio.
Oh, thank you, and thanks for having me.
Now, we've got to explain your business model, because what's interesting about your model is that your advisors don't sell or install any of the technology products they recommend for the business. So you've said that you think you're one of a kind in your business model, in that you allow a business to hire your independent executive IT advisor and recommend options, and you think you're the only one in the country who does this.
Well, I know we're at least the only one in the Mid-Atlantic area, and we believe we possibly could be the only one in the country, but I haven't confirmed that.
You probably have to return a lot of gifts.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. But we started our company 8 years ago, really, because we did see a gap in the industry where there were, obviously technology is a critical part of business today. Yet most growing businesses don't really have that senior business-focused leadership in IT to help them make good decisions. And most CEOs, while they have great experience in most every other discipline, finance, sales, operations, really don't understand technology and how to leverage technology and how to recognize good technology from bad. And so we thought that a company that was independent of all of that, but could help companies with experience and with independence make better technology decisions might be really valuable. And so far, we've done well.
Now, how did you get the idea to do it this way?
Quite frankly, two things. One, I used to work for one of the big four, Anderson Consulting, back in the day. And so really, we're sort of a smaller version of that big four strategic advisory firm. But I went to work for a mid-sized company. And about once a month, the CEO would call me into the office and say, Dave, I've got a buddy of mine who runs a company, and he is really frustrated with what's going on in his company with technology. Would you mind if he takes you out to lunch and picks your brain? And after three or four of those, I kind of started realizing these CEOs really are running without a navigator. And we thought that a part-time, they can't afford a full-time CIO, but the idea maybe of a part-time advisor, a part-time CIO to help a company just in time make key decisions and, more importantly, implement those decisions might be a valuable thing. So 8 years ago, I left my last company and ventured out.
And I was joking about the gift thing earlier. You return a lot of gifts, but I saw that one of the vendors recently sent you a thank you gift, and you donate it to charity in the vendor's name.
Yeah, I mean, we really do take our independence seriously, and so we had one of the things we do quite a bit of is helping companies find the right vendor or the right integrator to meet their particular business need once we understand that need. And in this case, we had engaged a company on behalf of our customer to help them out with an IT integration project. And the CEO of that IT company thought he was doing a nice thing by sending us a thank you. And we can't accept that because we really do want to be purely independent.
Mm-hmm. So. We're speaking with President of Hartman Executive Advisors, Mr. Dave Hartman. And your background is you have an MBA from Embry-Riddle University and a bachelor's from the College of the Holy Cross.
That's right.
So let me ask you, what's your overall leadership philosophy?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people say, hire great teams, hire great people, and let them do the work. And I think that is my philosophy also, but I think it's with a caveat. I think great teams do great things, not great people. And we were having a discussion before we came on the air. Especially in technology, I've really found that that many technology companies tend to build around a key person. And as they grow, that key person, either they outgrow that key person or they might leave, and that really changes the whole dynamic. So our philosophy and my leadership philosophy has really been not to surround myself with great people, but really great teams of people so that no one person is the star or the superstar, but the team is the star. And I think that's really helped us weather the storm of changes in people, customers, that kind of thing. But that's really been my philosophy of how to grow the business. And really that helps our customers too, because it's not about a person. It's about our team's ability to help our customers.
That's good. That's very good. And what do you think is lacking in regards to leadership in the U.S.? Not enough teams?
Wow. I think, I think that may be part of it. I also think that too many companies, too many governments, too many individuals are forced into the short-term perspective on things, and they're forced to make short-term decisions that that may be good for the year, good for the budget, good for a particular report, but not really in the best interest of the long-term good for the company or their customers or what have
you. Almost like public companies every quarter have to show a profit.
So I think part of it is that, you know, no one really is encouraged to take the long view. Almost everyone is encouraged to take a short-term view, and I think eventually that that puts leaders in a tough position. And so I think you see a few of the leaders that are able to step out and really look strategically, they're the ones that shine. They're the ones that step up.
Now, you generally target mid-market companies, right? And so have you found that with this recession, I mean, we're talking about, you know, leadership issues in the U.S., have you found that companies, because of the poor economic climate, are therefore then needing you more because of the outsourcing issue, right? They're cutting jobs and they need you. Or are you kind of insulated from that because you do a bunch of companies that do federal contracting and so therefore they're insulated from cuts?
I'm not sure this is going to answer your question, but I'll answer it this way. When we first started our company, it was during a real boom period. It was pre-recession. And we were doing almost exclusively strategic work. Companies that were fast growing and needed a partner, a strategy advisor who could help them grow, help them change, help them understand the future. Then we started getting calls, well, can you help us do more with less? We're cutting back. Can you help us make those decisions about where to cut and how to cut and how to cut our IT budget smartly? And we initially were turning that business down because, no, we're a growth advisor. We're a strategy advisor. We finally got so many of those requests, figured, you know, you're foolish to keep turning them down. And so we started saying yes. And what started happening was half of our portfolio, and still is, very growth-oriented companies who are growing. And we still see many companies doing very well and growing and looking for a strategic edge. But we also have a whole portfolio of companies that are looking to outsource, maybe looking to do more with less, maybe outsourcing personnel or growing and maybe not adding personnel and using our leadership model in that way too. So it's really kind of grown as a bifurcated model, really.
Which probably makes you more recession-proof.
I'll never use that word.
That's funny. Now, you are a former U.S. Navy flyer. In 1989, you were assigned to track Soviet submarines, and you were on a mission over the Mediterranean Sea. And soon as the fall of the Soviet Union was made official, the submarine you were tracking turned around and headed home to Russia. So you like to say you were the last mission commander ever to track a Soviet nuclear submarine.
Yeah, and I think that and $3 will get me a Starbucks coffee. But it was a great experience, one I'll certainly cherish for a long time. And my whole Navy experience really prepared me well for life. But we were out tracking the submarine, and that was our job, was to know where they were. And around midnight, he turned around and started going home, and we were all confused. And when we landed, we realized what had happened in the world. And realized that, you know, an era had ended. And the next day, I'm sure he was out.
So you're tracking, and the other sub just turned around?
Just stopped and turned around and went home.
And that's how you found out about the fall.
Well, we were called home ourselves, and the rest is history. But it was kind of fun. You know, the next day he was, I'm sure, out there tooling around, but he was a Russian sub. He wasn't a Soviet sub. So it's a technicality that I can say that.
All right, and I got a Forbes business quote for you. This quote says, "A life of ease is a difficult pursuit." A life of ease is a difficult pursuit. That's by William Cowper. Any thoughts on that?
Wow. Well, having just come home from a 3-week vacation, I can say that it was difficult to put myself at ease because I'm not used to being away for that long a period. But you know, I think that. When I think of a life of ease, I think about doing things smartly, you know, with more intelligence than working hard. And certainly, you know, I've got a great family background, a very strong working class values, and everyone in our family works hard. And so I'll never disparage the, you know, the value of good hard work. But working smart, I think, is at the end of the day how you're going to leverage, how you're going to differentiate. So I think the real pursuit is learning how to work smarter, and with that, you know, maybe comes a little less hard manual work and maybe more brain power. So that's how I would, you know, would I guess interpret that.
Interesting. Now, talk about we're going to wrap up here, Dave, and I just wanted to kind of leave our listeners with something. Talk about, can you give like a 30-second piece of advice to business owners listening, whether they're on the federal contractor side or the private sector side, on what kind of technology trends are happening that you're seeing as an insider that we wouldn't see?
Well, sure. I think that, you know, the most interesting thing that we're seeing is that for the first time in history, I really think that small and mid-sized companies have an ability to build an infrastructure organization or an IT organization that allows IT not to be the bottleneck. In other words, how many times have you heard of companies growing, but they can only grow and change as fast as their infrastructure allows them to change? And I think we're at a point in our history with technology that with the cloud and with other kinds of service-oriented technology options, you can really build a culture that allows the business to be the bottleneck instead of technology. And that's really, I think, the goal of every business, to move and change and be as nimble as the business can be, not technology. Of course, that's, I think, a mindset, it's a philosophy, it's a culture. It's not about any one technology, it's not about the cloud. But I think CEOs and business owners who can build that model, I think will be ahead in the future.
Leaders Portfolio. Leaders Portfolio, I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, and I want to thank Mr. Dave Hartman, the president of Hartman Executive Advisors, here with us in studio today on Leaders Portfolio. Thanks, Dave.
It's been a pleasure.
I enjoy speaking with you about leadership. This has been Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith asking you what's in your portfolio.